Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to see everyone. A few announcements we'll make as we prepare for worship. First off, we like to find out who is in worship today. The way that we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad. Write your name down, give us contact information, and send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. Once it reaches that last person, when you are finished, if you could send it back to where it began today, that would be great. We do ask the first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for your help with that. A few reminders, we are having children's time today. So right after that first hymn, invite the kids to come down for just a moment. No Monday morning Bible study this week. With all the other things that are happening with Christmas, no Monday morning Bible study. Christmas Eve service will be Wednesday at 5 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We hope that if you are in town, we hope that you're able to be a part of that very special service this Wednesday at 5. I want you to make note of the schedule there, opportunities for the week. The office is closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I just want you to make note of that. We are in the middle of our international missions offering. We have candles that are up there. I want you to imagine them being lit. We have $10,612 towards our goal. I'm very excited about that, but there's still time to help us raise money for international missions. Thank you for that. Any other announcements? We want to say a special welcome to our guest this morning. We're so blessed to have you part of our service today. You've given us your information on the pew pad. We thank you for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. And the ushers are going to come now, and they're going to give you a packet of information. And inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Just keep those hands raised, and you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the history of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship today. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the time of preparation for the coming of Jesus. And we invite now the Hodge family to help us prepare for worship.
We're going to be reading from the Old Testament, Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 5.
Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert for a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
I will be reading from the New Testament, John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever doesn't believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Today we light the candle of love.
Will you pray with me? Father, the coming of the Christ child is something that gives us great joy and great excitement. For as we struggle day to day to understand our purpose for this life, we are reminded that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus. May that excite us this morning. May we be filled with joy, hope, peace, and love. May this hour of worship remind us how much you love us. Come in this place, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All the kids. I think we're almost all, some of you out there. I think we're okay. I have a question. I have a question for you. What are your favorite things about Christmas? Paisley, what's your favorite thing about Christmas? Presents. Anybody has a favorite thing about Christmas? You're not raising your hands. You're not supposed to lie in church. How many of you like most favorite thing about? Oh, Jim Purnell finally. Okay. All right. What's your favorite thing about Christmas? Tell me. What's your favorite thing? Skylar, what's your favorite thing? Making cookies. Oh, that's a good one. Is there anything else you like? What do you like about Christmas? Sir?
Music.
That's a good. What else do we like about Christmas?
Do what?
Snow. Did anybody see it snow yesterday in Pofftown? Yeah. All right. You saw it yesterday? Oh, snow is fun. What else? Anything else we like about about Christmas? Well, here's something I bet everybody likes. And it starts with a C. Candy canes, yes. Everybody likes candy at Christmas, right? Don't you like candy? Don't you like cookies? Don't you like desserts? All that, like, good eating, right? Isn't that what we like it? Well, candy canes are my favorite. And I have one for you I'm going to give to you after church today, okay? After church today. And then anybody else who wants to come up, we got extra candy canes. But what does that look like? A hook? Looks like a hook. Kind of looks like a shepherd's hook. What else? A cane. It looks like a cane. Good job. Okay. What else does it look like? I was trying to read it to myself. Yeah. So now what does it look like? A J. Now what does it, do we know anybody that has a name that starts with the letter J? You do start with J. Jackson's. He's quick. He's quick. Yes, exactly right. Smart, smart boy. What? Jesus. That's one of the things I love about this candy is when we get them at Christmas, we see the letter J, and it reminds us that Christmas really is about who? It's about Jesus. Presents are great. Food is great. The trees, I love decorations. Do y'all have lights at your house and trees at your house? I love the decorations. But whenever you guys eat candy for Christmas, whenever you're opening your presents, I want you to remember, what's Christmas about? Jesus. All right? And I'm going to give you candy at the end so that you can remember that, okay? We're going to hear some good music this morning, and I'm excited about what God's going to do for us this Christmas. Will you pray with me? All right. God, thank you so much for the reminders everywhere that Christmas really is about Jesus. The presents are great. The decorations are great. The food is great. But the greatest news ever is that Jesus was born because he loves us. Help us to never forget that, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Good job. You can go back to your seats now.
Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for the excitement and the beauty of this season. We thank you for your love, which is beyond our comprehension. And we know with that love came sacrifice. Because of the degree of love that you have for us, we pray that we will let our light shine for you, particularly in this Christmas season, that others might see Jesus' love and turn to you and be grateful for the many, many blessings that you give us each day. We pray that you'll take our gifts and use them for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
In each heart lies a Bethlehem, an inn where we must ultimately answer whether there is room or not. When we are Bethlehem bound, we experience our advent in His. When we are Bethlehem bound, we can no longer look the other way, conveniently not seeing stars, not hearing angel voices. We can no longer excuse ourselves by busily tending our sheep or our kingdoms. So this Advent, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that the Lord has made known unto us. In the midst of the shopping sprees, let's ponder in our hearts the gift of gifts. Through the tinsel, let's find the gold in the Christmas star. In the excitement and the confusion, in the merry chaos, let's listen for the brush of angel wings. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and find our kneeling places.
God is the one who comes to us in a burning bush, in an angel song, in a newborn child. Our God is the one who cannot be found locked in the church, not even in the sanctuary. Our God will be where God will be, with no constraints, no predictability. Our God lives where our God lives. And destruction has no power. And even death cannot stop the living. Our God will be born where God will be born. But there is no place to look for the one who comes to us. When God is ready, God will come. Even to a God-forsaken place like Bethlehem. Watch, for you know not when God comes. Watch that you might be found. Whenever, wherever God comes.
to the Son who comes to set us free. We'll create our spirit one eternally. Come upon the battlefield and grant the captives thy hands. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, we shall come to thee, O Israel. Come upon the battlefield and grant the captives thy hands. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, we shall come to thee, O Israel.
Even now, we simply do not expect to find a deity in a stable. Somehow the setting is all wrong, the swaddling clothes too plain, the manger too common for the likes of a Savior, the straw inelegant, the animals reeking and noisy, the whole scene too ordinary for our taste. And the cast of characters is no better. With the possible exception of the kings, who among them is fit for this night? The shepherds, certainly too crude. The carpenter, too rough. The girl, too young. And the baby. Whoever expected a baby? Whoever expected the advent of God in a helpless child? Had the Messiah arrived in the blazing light of the glory of a legion of angels wielding golden swords, the whole world could have been conquered for Christ right then and there. And we in the church, to say nothing of the world, wouldn't have so much trouble today. Even now, we simply do not expect to face the world armed with love.
When the Holy Child is born into our hearts, there is a rain of stars, a rushing of angels, a blaze of candles. this God burst into our lives. Love is running through the streets.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about Jesus. Everywhere I go,
if there is no cross in the manger, there is no Christmas. If the babe doesn't become the adult, there is no Bethlehem star. If there is no commitment in us, there are no wise men searching. If we offer no cup of cold water, there is no gold, no frankincense, no myrrh. If there is no praising God's name, there are no angels singing. If there is no spirit of alleluia, there are no shepherds watching. If there is no standing up, speaking out, no risk, there is no Herod, no flight into Egypt. If there is no room in our inn, then Merry Christmas mocks the Christ child, and the Holy Family is just a holiday card, and God will loathe our feasts and festivals. For if there is no reconciliation, we cannot call Christ Prince of Peace. If there is no goodwill toward others, it can all be packed away in boxes for another year. If there is no forgiveness in us, there is no cause for celebration. If we cannot go now, even unto Golgotha, there is no Christmas in us. If Christmas is not now, if Christ is not born into the everyday present, then what is all the noise about?
Thank you. Of Jesus Christ is this. The people of this earth waited for a Messiah, a Savior, and only God would send a little baby king. The child grew and began to question things as they were, and the man moved through his days and through this world questioning the system of kings and priests and marketplace. He was called the new creation, the new covenant, the Son of God, who brought to all who listened, who saw, who understood change and new life. But kings and corporations and churches of this world work very hard to keep things as they are out into forever. And so they killed him. He who said, love one another. He who said, feed my sheep, for they didn't want to share their bread and their wine. Now the story should have ended there, except that the story has always been that our God is the God of the covenant. The good news is that in spite of our faithlessness, God is faithful. And Jesus Christ was resurrected. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed might have everlasting life. Listen, you who have ears to hear. Listen, and sit down to bread and wine with strangers. Feed his sheep, love one another, and claim new life in his name.
We certainly want to give you an opportunity to respond, and you will be given that opportunity to sing in just a moment. But as we're singing, if you would like to respond in a way that's personal to the God who gave you life and life eternal through Jesus Christ, as we sing, I'll be here at the front, and if you'd like to talk with me about your relationship with Christ, perhaps you've never received him as your Lord and Savior. As the song said just a moment ago, this babe was born to save us from ourselves, to save us from our sin. I'd be glad to speak with you about that. If you're here and you'd like to be a member of this congregation, be glad to speak with you about the many ways we receive members. Whatever your decision is, we pray that you will make that decision as we stand and sing together now.